right, friends, welcome to a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Tell me at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Busy day on the program today. We're going to chat with the Golden Girls, of course, here in just a bit. Ellen Ratner from the left, Bonquita Cullen from the right, here to debate the news of the day every weekday. Jerry Leach will be here at the bottom of the hour. Jerry is with an organization called the Jail Chaplains, does some great work, and she was named one of the Women of the Year in the faith category by the YWCA yesterday, and so we want to celebrate the mission of the Jail Chaplains and Jerry's leadership, and look forward to chatting with her a little later on about a great undertaking, a great endeavor, a great organization. So look forward to that. Senator John Hovind will join us at 9:30 today on the program. We'll talk about his energy jobs package, some meetings he's had with the folks at BNSF on rail traffic for ag and getting fertilizer here. Also, the equal pay vote. Want to talk about that, too. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the 10 o'clock hour, and it's Wednesday, so we do the talk radio town hall. The FAA administrator is coming to the state. We're going to talk about that. The DOT secretary, well, actually, FAA administrator is already here. The DOT secretary is coming, and, you know, some other news as well. Kevin has some obligations today, so he won't be here for a full hour, just a half hour. We normally fill the full hour, so if you do have questions or comments you want to get in for Kevin, now would be the time to do that. You can call 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 when you call, okay? A couple of things in the news. Didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but the trial is underway for the Little Falls man that was in the news back, well, I guess it was nearly 2 years ago. No, not a year and a half ago. It was Thanksgiving of 2012 is when it was. And Byron Smith is the man's name. We talked a lot about this at the time, if you'll remember, because two teens broke into his home, a 17-year-old boy and a, how old was the girl? I forget, but two teenagers. And they break into the home of this man. He'd had repeated break-ins in Little Falls. He was in his basement when the break-in happened. He heard broken glass. He heard footsteps upstairs. They come in, walk down to the basement, and he shoots them both. Now, the sentiment at the time from a lot of people with, you didn't have all the facts, but the sense was, you know, look, repeated break-ins. This guy has a right to defend himself. He doesn't know what he's dealing with here. And he shot them. Now we have the benefit of an actual recording of the events because he had a recording going while this was happening and some more details of the investigation. I have to tell you that my opinions changed on this. When I first heard this, I thought, you know, tragic, awful situation. But I have a hard time believing this person should be charged with murder. And by the way, the charge is first degree premeditated murder. So he's getting the book thrown at him here in this regard. But here's what happened. And here's what, when I first heard this story, the boy comes down the steps and the homeowner shoots. He shoots basically shortly after he sees the feet coming down the steps. He doesn't know what he's going to face, in an intruder, and he shoots him. Okay. And after the boy is wounded and falls down the steps, he's shot again. By this time, the homeowner knows he doesn't have a gun. All right. Then, 10 minutes later, the girl comes down the steps. Same thing. Shoots her. She does not die at that point. Screamed. He says, "You're dying," B-I-T-C-H. And I guess there was one story where he tried to fire the gun at her. It didn't work. He went to get a different one because she laughed and shot her again. About 11 minutes passed between the two shootings. So with those set of facts, in other words, the actual second shot killed both of these intruders when the individual now knows they're not armed. It seems to me this isn't self-defense. This isn't, in other words, at that point, grab the phone, call 911, got a couple intruders, they're wounded here, you better get here. But I'm out of danger at that point. Now, all this is easy from the cheap seats, I get. Because, you know, your heart's not pounding, you're not going through this, you know. But I originally was walking a mile in this guy's shoes thinking, my gosh, break-in after break-in after break-in, all this stuff stolen, and here comes another one on Thanksgiving. So he's armed and ready for this and in the basement and, you know, going to wait and see what comes. And the two teens and boom, boom, and they don't have a gun and boom, boom again. Isn't that murder? Versus surf self-defense? You tell me what you think at 855-200-1776. I mean, the transcript of this thing is just chilling. About 15 minutes played in court yesterday of this, and the jury hears the glass shatter. In other words, the window breaking. Footsteps upstairs. The boy walking down the basement stairs. His 65-year-old homeowner pulling the trigger. Boy lets out a cry of pain and falls. You're dead, Smith says in a stern voice. Several minutes go by. Smith can be heard walking around, breathing heavily, and moving objects. Now, seconds tick by until Kiefer's footsteps are heard on the stairs. Nick, she quietly calls out as she comes downstairs. Boom, gunfire. She falls. Oh, sorry about that, Smith tells the girl. Oh, my God, she calls out and then screams. He says, you're dead, B-I-T-C-H. A few seconds later, more movement. B-I-T-C-H, he says again, makes a dull sound. One final shot, which Smith told authorities he fired under her chin with a .22 caliber handgun. Doesn't describe in the audio account of this the second shot on the boy, but that was the testimony yesterday that was read again, according to him, from the police station interview or the investigation of it. Does that sound like self-defense, or is that just flat-out murder? I empathize with people who have break-ins. I think when you are a burglar, and these two had evidently transpired by text, they'd been involved in other burglaries. This was a burglary. They were doing this to go out and steal money to, I guess, buy drugs or something. And more often than not, you know, again, the consequences are going to fall against somebody breaking into a home like that because you just don't know what's going to happen. But in this case, with the benefit of the recording and his own testimony, it seems to me like he went too far. Tell me what you think on that one. We're going to spend a little time trying to unpack that a little bit today. At 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. UND has a new VP for diversity and inclusion. You know, diversity is a good thing. Inclusion is a good thing. Why not just say this is what we do as a university, this is what we do as a university system? Do you really need to pay somebody? I don't know why that kind of way of thinking isn't ingrained in everybody top to bottom, from the janitors on up to the president, and you just do it rather than, I mean, this is almost like, see, this is how good we are. I ask you, you're the taxpayers here. Is that a good use of your taxpayer dollars? I don't know. This seems a little crazy. If you want some more crazy, how about a group of Minnesota residents driving to the state capitol yesterday to deliver a petition calling for a ban on sand mining in southeast Minnesota? Governor Dayton says, I'm not going to do that. Legislature has to. Dude, I'm not going to act without them, but he'd probably be in favor. 6,000 people signed the petition, want a 2-year moratorium on frack sand in southeastern counties. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? This is environmental extremism. This is getting by, you know, we don't like oil, so therefore we in Minnesota are going to say the sand that's used in that process can't be sold if it's going for oil. You are injecting yourself between a willing seller and a willing buyer. Is that not the most un-American thing you've ever heard in your life? And try this one out on the Golden Girls today. Get their energy take on that, but it seems absolutely ridiculous. A couple other headlines. The North Dakota panel is taking some input on measures to reduce natural gas flaring, and they're basically trying to tighten up the timeline. And the danger here, in my view, I will say this again, is in... everybody wants fluorine to go away. But when you start saying, well, you've got to give up $90 of the $100 bill because you're wasting $10 of the $100 bill, boy, oh boy, you're getting into dangerous territory in my view. So they need to be reasonable without question. How about a coyote being released yesterday after wandering into West Acres Mall? How in the world does a coyote make it in the middle of Fargo? Isn't that bizarre? Seems kind of crazy. Another taxpayer battle is a plan for a new jail in Burley and Morton County. We're going to talk about that today. And a student bringing a knife to a Grand Forks elementary school. Earth to parents. Some stories we're following today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hanlon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chasers Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to chaseonthelake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Kids that got killed when they were doing a little break and entry burglary. That homeowner may have gone a little too far, but the kids went way too far. They trespassed on somebody's property with intent. It's not a game. If those kids had been in their 40s or 50s and the results were the same, would you be as emotional about it? Think about it. The bad guy deserves to die.
All right. The bad guy deserves to die. Now, the question is, what defines a bad guy? And I wouldn't think any differently, no matter the age. It isn't just because they're teens. I'm just saying, I get the homeowner in this case. I'm going to explain this for Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum. They're going to be our jury, our little test jury. You guys up for a little curveball today? The Golden Girls from the left, Ellen Radner. From the right, the one and only Blanquita Cullum.
Absolutely,
yes, we are.
We're ready.
Okay, you be the jury. This is an incident that happened Thanksgiving of 2012. 65-year-old man in Little Falls, Minnesota, subject of repeated break-ins in his home. Burglaries, stuff stolen, guns stolen, money stolen, coins stolen. This guy's been through pure hell, okay? And lives out in rural Little Falls and just continually the subject of break-ins. They don't ever catch anybody, making him crazy. He's sitting in his house, minding his own business, Thanksgiving 2012, in the basement. Hears windows break upstairs and footsteps, all right? So another break-in. He's in the basement, armed. Down the steps, after a bunch of rustling around upstairs goes on, comes the feet of an individual. Boom! He shoots. Down tumbles the steps. A 17-year-old boy, who then is shot a second time by the perpetrator and died. 10 minutes pass. A girl comes down the steps and says, "Nick." Boom! Shoots her. And she tumbles down the steps, and he says, because he recorded all of this, sorry about that. She says, oh, my G-O-D, and then he calls out and screams, you're dying, B-I-T-C-H, and shoots her again with a second gun after his first gun jammed, and she evidently laughed. He is being charged with two counts of premeditated murder, first-degree premeditated murder. When I first heard this story, I was siding with him, saying he didn't know if they're armed or not. They're entering his house. Knowing more details that, okay, one shot, I don't know if they're armed or not, tumbled down the stairs, second shot when he knows they're not armed, seems to me he crossed the line. But you heard the caller say, hey, they're the bad guy. Emailer says, sorry, but I'm still on the side of the Little Falls homeowner. When you engage in criminal activity, you're risking your life because you never know when you're going to run into an armed homeowner. What kind of insensitive, a girl laughs when someone tells them they're going to die? What was she strung out on? These two were suspected in other burglaries, drug money, the whole thing. So is this guy guilty or is this guy free to defend himself? I'm going to start with
the middle road. I don't think it's premeditated, but it clearly is murder.
All right, so it's murder, but the premeditated thing really, although, again, they didn't die after the first shot. So I suppose he knows the second shot
if you talk to anybody at the military, they will tell you that once sometimes you get a weapon in your hand, And you're shooting either to defend yourself or whatever, you get this sort of, you lose your sense of what to do, what's right, what's wrong.
But your take is this guy belongs in jail for the rest of his life.
Well, you know me, I actually take the European model of jail is no more than 21 years.
Yeah, all right. So, well, he's 65 years old. He'd be there till he's 85 anyway. Certainly live out the vast majority of the rest of his time behind bars. Blanquita, what do you think? You're more the Second Amendment defender here.
I'm a Second Amendment person, okay? But he has a right to protect himself in his home. If he's been the subject of numerous break-ins, I can understand why he would have a gun to protect himself. Now, if he's shot, see, I don't think you have to shoot to kill. I think you shoot to maim. If it was in the dark and he kills someone and he doesn't know that he's killed them, look, just because somebody snickers and laughs and is an arrogant jerk like that young woman, you don't have to kill her. You know, the fact of the matter is the worst thing that he could do for her is to put her behind bars. But the fact of the matter is if he's shot and they're wounded and that gives him time to be able to get the police to his house, I think that's sufficient. I think the way they're going to get him is a malicious intent. If she was critically wounded or wounded and he makes the point to go in for the kill, he's already done enough damage because he've already gotten a couple of those guys. They can say that, well, it was legitimate that he was protecting himself, that he doesn't know whether they were armed or not. But to go in and then finally kill this woman because she snickers, that's where they're going to get him and put him behind bars.
Yeah, and by the way, there's one other little caveat here that he didn't report it for a day. Put him in some room and his defense is saying I was just out of fear, but he didn't immediately report this. I mean, they were obviously both dead, but and I guess he thought it was the neighbor girl, so he was a little freaked out by all of that. Bob and Grafton, give me a chance to weigh in on this, and then we lost Ellen, but we're getting Ellen back here. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning, ladies. First,
good morning.
Let me say, you know, I good morning, ma'am. First, I'd like to say I'm a veteran, and I didn't appreciate whoever it was that made that comment at first about the military and about the training in the military, that you lose any kind of sense of any. No, that's not what happens when you're trained in the military.
Of course
not.
Now,
let's get to the issue.
I missed that comment. Did Ellen throw in a little anti-military rant there?
No, actually, I got that from our military correspondent, Shalene Espinoza, who said that the problem with, and she was trained, you know, by the FAA and the TSA, that sometimes that's one of the things they train you for is to watch that you don't go sort of nuts with guns because you get your adrenaline up. It's a big problem.
Right, and we don't, and military don't. So let's get to the point. Listen, my opinion on this matter is you have the right to defend yourself with an equal amount of force to defend your life. When he shot that first kid and he was wounded and laying there, really, by all, he should have, that should have stopped right there. And then if he shot the girl when she's coming down to once, then leave it at that. But the fact that he shot the boy the first time, the second time, that's questionable. Now, where I really have a problem is where he put the pistol under the girl's chin and
I agree.
Killed her execution style.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Where I draw the line right there. That's where I have to draw the line. So that's my comment. Thank you, lady.
You're a good point,
I agree
Bob.
With him. I completely agree with him. You know, this guy got off on it. It was like, and she was in your face. It doesn't matter if she's in your face. You don't kill people because they're in your face. You kill them if they're threatening your life.
Ellen, somebody emailed here. Of course, Comrade Ratner favors the criminals. Sounded to me like you wanted him in jail, so I didn't think you were favoring the criminal here. But if
I want him in jail. I just think 21. I go your teens life imprisonment is 21 years, and that's
right.
Where I go.
All right, Ellen Ratner from the left, Blanquita Cullen from the right. Thanks for being fine jurors today. We'll tie it with you tomorrow.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? Some more calls coming in on allowing us to play a judge and jury here in this little fall situation. Tragic. Just heart-wrenching, really. No winners in this deal whatsoever. Tough deal all around. Anyway, we'll take more of your calls coming up here later on and chat some more about this. 855-200-1776. You can press 1, leave your comment. We'll also welcome your calls early for either Senator John Hoeven, who will be here at 9:30, or Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be here at 10 today. Talk Radio Town Hall Day. You'll get a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall, but it'll be a little different time, 9:30 to 10:30 today on the program. And when we have them on, we generally get a lot of questions for them, so I always encourage the questions in advance so you make sure you get your question in. We want to celebrate one of our favorite people who was honored this week as Knight Bailey, recognized at the YWCA. 11 individuals and Ide Bailey are the, 12 recognitions from the YWCA, part of the Women of the Year event. And Jerry Leach was the winner in the faith community. She is the executive director of the Jail Chaplains and is a dear friend of the program. So we said, come on over, because we want to give you an attagirl. And here she is. Jerry, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Scott.
Yes. A well-deserved honor for all your good hard work and a great organization. So that's so fun.
Thank you so much. You know, I had the opportunity, even at the podium that night, to really acknowledge that this, I get to be the face of it. But you know what it's really about is what Jesus is doing in the lives of men and women and their families and the restoration that's taking place. And that's what this is really about. And I'm just privileged to be a part of it, a tool.
It's so neat what goes on there. And I know that, you hear great stories about jail chaplains everywhere in other places. And but I just get the sense from what I've seen firsthand coming to your events, hearing the testimony, hearing the stories. We've got a nation-leading effort going on here in Cass County.
It's Amen.
Pretty extraordinary. And a lot of years of good hard work and leadership and support from the Sheriff's Department and just a lot of good to make this thing just continue to go and grow, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a treasure, you know, that we have a sheriff and his department or office that support faith-based programming and really have the philosophy that we are not going to be a warehouse for people at the jail. We're going to give them every opportunity to leave there healthier than what they came in. And then their willingness to partner with the jail chaplains as a faith-based ministry is just amazing. And actually, just yesterday, Pastor Kurt Frankhauser, the founder of Jail Chaplains, communicated with me and congratulated me. And I just said, thank you for the 34 years that you invested laying the foundation. That would have been pretty boring for me. You know, I'm just privileged to come along at the time when the program has some strength and some volume and we're really seeing additional doors opening. And so it's very exciting, you know, for everything a time.
And we're there. So tell us about some of the exciting things that are, you know, we haven't chatted for a while. So, you know, I love all the good stories. I think in addition to what happens in the jail, what happens after the jail and the transition is a great thing. But it's a good opportunity to just remind folks about some of your favorite stories.
Yeah, there's really some awesome things. Last fall, there was a television report done on the jail chaplains, and there was a young man by the name of Brandon that was incarcerated. He got out in January. He'd been part of the Latin Kings gang. Had, you know, a long history of being in and out of jail and stuff. He's out. He's doing very well. He's got a full-time job, stays in contact with Chaplain Mike, and, you know, they see each other in church on Sunday morning. And so it's just really sweet. And we're seeing more and more individuals in the community step forward and say, we want to be involved. We had an example of a local church, Salem Evangelical Free Church, in early March, had an event, a women's event at their church. And we're doing some faith-based programming at Center now with ladies. And the women at Salem invited the ladies to come as a community outing to join them for that. And we had 9 ladies with us for Center. And, you know, what we really need to do is, individuals are leaving jail and they're transitioning back into the community, is help them see, how do healthy individuals live? How do women fellowship? You know, and so when we invite them to come into our world, that just makes all the difference, because many of them really want to make different choices than what they were doing before, but it's not been modeled for them. I think of one of the mentors, he loves cars, and he went to Topper's car show, and so he invited one of the guys from Project Home to go to the car show with him. You know, it's building healthy relationships and engaging and just giving them an opportunity to be part of our life. That's how...
it's loving them, really. I mean, it's loving them and loving them where they are. Right?
Absolutely.
And it sounds sappy, but I mean, that's the bottom line. They're just looking for a smile, a helping hand, just some basic, simple tenets of the gospel. Love.
Amen.
You know, I mean, boy, the power of that to change a life is extraordinary.
Absolutely.
And it's not hard. You know, I mean, again, some of us have to step out of our box a little bit when it comes to somebody that has had a tough road. But, boy, think of the power to you know, turn somebody's life around with that is pretty extraordinary. I believe that in everything. You know, I mean, I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, I talk a lot about... you know, what happens every week in downtown Fargo at that abortion chamber. I just think, you know, we're the best in so many things in North Dakota. We can't, that's gotta go, right? And now we're nation leading in the pro-life legislation, which is tremendous. But that's about love. That's about loving a mother and a child, loving them both.
Amen.
Right? I mean, just again, this is not rocket science. This is pretty basic, simple stuff. And somebody that's made some bad choices can get a you know, a helping hand and a little love from neighbor, an invite to a car show, hey, a place to stay, a job when that's very difficult to obtain given somebody's record. Boom, a life turns around.
And it's grace. You know, God extends grace. You know, what you and I do, Scott, might not line us up in jail, but God's talking to me about certain things.
Sure.
And he keeps talking to me about it, you know, and I don't really always get it. But he has new grace extended every morning. And I think that's what he's asking us to do for individuals that are coming out of incarceration or in the correctional system. Give them hope.
You know, mine was pride for a lot. You know, I mean, just me, I. And that's part of the media business. You kind of end up, you know, so many people tell you they like this, they like that, or, you know, you end up in quote-unquote kind of a celebrity category, and you get a snootful of yourself. Really, in the eyes of our maker, is you know, pride's not that far off from, you know, somebody that stole something or, you know, or broke the law in drugs or whatever. We've all got our crosses to bear. So, you know, just because somebody has been caught with an offense that's a little different than yours, you know, it doesn't mean they're not worthy of our neighborly love.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Can I tell you about another exciting thing we have coming up?
Please do. And before you do that, you mentioned Project Home before, and I just remind people about what Project Home is.
Project Home is accountability housing for gentlemen that come out of jail, specifically when they have a felony record, and it's almost impossible for them to find housing. And so this, we have room for 6 men that can currently live there. And so, but it's more than just renting a place to live. They also have a mentor, and they agree to some guidelines and expectations, go to the church of their choice, attend a Bible study, There's a curfew. And so it's really helping them build healthy relationships and making good choices, reestablishing themselves as they come back out into the community.
So it's a neat thing because, again, you know, you want a fresh start, but, boy, I can't find a place to live. I can't get a job. My gosh. So Project Home says, okay, grounding. I've got a place, and I've got other people there that are, you know, keeping me accountable and, you know.
Absolutely. That sense of community. We also have a Celebrate Recovery program that meets on Thursday nights there, which is really awesome. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step faith-based program. And so sweet, sweet fellowship. Some of the guys from Center are also coming over and joining. I think they usually have, like, somewhere between 9 and 12 men that meet there each week. And, you know, guys, they don't do fellowship like women do. And so in this setting, they're learning to do that. Chaplain Mike leads that study.
That's neat.
Very cool.
All right, so tell me your other good story.
Well, this is really neat. Cognitive behavior therapy has been used in lots of different settings, counseling, social workers, the corrections department is using it. And basically it's saying we need to, if we want to get different results, we need to change our thinking. And so Dakota Medical Foundation is partnering with the jail chaplains, and we are bringing Dr. Wyatt Mullinex to Fargo next week on Friday. We're doing a community workshop that will be at the Holiday Inn. And so that's a full-day training. And then on Saturday, Dr. Mullinex is going to present for volunteers and mentors and that kind of thing, more of a faith-based aspect. But we'll basically use the same information. And so this is really exciting. We've extended the invitation from a community standpoint just to this broad range of individuals. And so I think it'll be a really great way for the community to come together, have some professional information and conversation, and again, just focus on how can we most effectively help people that want to make different changes in their lives. And so we're very excited.
What a neat resource. So, again, if folks want to learn more about that event, they can call you?
Absolutely.
701-364-0067. You have a great website, jailchaplains.com. Which can tell you about all the programs and events and how these folks help, some testimonies, their newsletters, and connect you up with Jerry and their team as well. An hour of services from jail chaplains costs about $36. So, you know, even if you want to say, look, I'm going to buy an hour.
Amen.
I'll buy a month's worth. I'll buy, you know, whatever you can do to help this. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so your donations are tax deductible, but it's one of the charities that we highly recommend for folks because of the difference it can make and does so in a, you know, using your dollars very, very judiciously to change lives. You can't, not very often you can put your dollars into something that bona fide proof changes lives.
Absolutely. And we have this fabulous group of about 25 volunteers that go into the jail and help lead the faith-based programs. And they invested over 4,000 hours of time last year. And so that allows us to do what we're doing, too. And they're just people that love Jesus and want to be able to share that good news with others. So thank you so much, Scott.
It's a great investment in the community. I mean, these folks that leave the jail, 7,000-some a year, stay here, vast majority of them. So,
absolutely.
And it's just a great way to leave the woodpile a little higher in our community. Congratulations again to the YWCA Woman of the Year in the Faith category, Jerry Leach, from the Jail Chaplains, jailchaplains.com is their website, or call Jerry at 701-364-0067. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you so much.
Sports and weather next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Before 9 o'clock, coming up on What's on Your Mind today, Senator John Hovind, Keystone XL Pipeline in our focus. In addition to a whole other topic, some distinguished visitors from the FAA and the DOT in this week. The Department of Transportation Secretary is here on Friday. The FAA administrator was here last week on the drone news. They got some visitors. There's always things in news. But if you have questions for either of them, Senator Hovind at 9:30 and Congressman Cramer, just a half hour this week at 10, you don't need to do this, but if you want to make sure your question gets asked, get it in at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Okay? Quick check on the sports side of things for you. Nice night for the Rays. Not such a good night for the Twins. Yeah, unbelievable. We hate it when players for the other team have a stellar performance, and that's what happened with the Rays pitcher Dave Price. Anyway, 7-3, the Twins lose last night to the Tampa Bay Rays. So that's not good. Not fun at all. And, of course, the NHL action is going on. Rangers Rangers beat the Flyers. Bruins beat the Red Wings. Montreal, 4-3 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning as well. Watching all the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs going as well. So not a lot, obviously, on the local front. Wild play tonight, right? In the NBA playoffs, so we'll be watching that, too. All right, a lot of weather stuff to cover with you here, so let's get to that for the top of the hour. And, by the way, some more calls coming in on the Little Falls situation. We're going to turn to that topic here at the top of the hour, so we haven't forgotten that. National Weather Service Grand Forks is issuing a weather message regarding the strong southeast winds that we're going to have today. Deep area low pressure over the western Dakota is going to bring the winds up there again. Southeast, 25 to 35, higher gusts. They'll diminish tonight, but that's a good chunk of our listening area on the eastern side of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. Fargo, Valley City, Findlay, Lisbon, Gwinner, Wahpeton, Cooperstown, Devil's Lake, Moorhead, Breckenridge, Candu, Matic, Leeds, Lakota, New Rockford, pretty much the area where you get this wind advisory that we will be watching closely. And obviously Devil's Lake, that causes some issues there as well. And so wind advisory, meaning those sustained winds are going to be up there. Then the hazardous weather outlook they've issued for a good chunk of the area calls for windy conditions today with areas of rain that we're watching, and so the rain and the wind being part of that, it's just not fun. On the patch today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 1, then showers likely about 54. Breezy there, too, with a southeast wind 20 to 25 in the patch. Chance of showers tonight, cloudy about 34. Tomorrow, chance of showers, partly sunny about 56. Tomorrow night, showers and 32. Friday, 51. Friday night, 31. Not late April weather, if you ask me. In the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, we're looking at occasional showers today, high near 55. Breezy with a southeast wind at 18 to 28 miles an hour today. In the valley, tonight, showers likely, low around 38. Tomorrow, some showers, 61. Chance of showers again Thursday night. Friday, some showers possible, 54. Then 33 Friday night. Saturday, sunny, 51. Saturday night, 35. Sunday, rain, snow, 49. So that Easter that we were enjoying and smiling and thinking we turned a corner has brought us back into, well, it's April showers. We'll take the rain, but the wind and the cold, not exactly fun. Take a trip around the region temp-wise here and let you know what we're looking at again. You got some drizzle in Fargo, 44 degrees, and only 48 today, so it's really going to be not much. Let's start in the patch here, 48 and cloudy right now. Williston, Farron, 51. Watford, Farron, 50. Newtown, 46 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies. Stanley, mostly cloudy, 46. Columbus, 44, heading for 51 today. And back in the valley, 48 and cloudy, and 44 rather, in Grand Forks and cloudy, heading for 48. Hillsboro, some showers now there, 46 degrees. Grafton, no showers yet. Still actually a little bit of sun peeking through in Grafton up north, 41 degrees. Kindred's got the showers, too, in 44. Breckenridge, cloudy, 41. Over in the Minnesota side, showers, 44. Fergus Falls at this hour. Detroit Lakes and Drizzle, 44. Thief River Ferryhead and temp at 42. World 39 degrees. Watertown cloudy 46. Sioux Falls cloudy 48. Aberdeen's got some showers too and 48 degrees. 62 though. They'll get up to in Aberdeen today. Take the prize. And again, Fargo showers in 46 degrees. All right, coming up on What's on Your Mind? Frac sand ban in Minnesota. Your tax dollars being used for a cultural diversity and inclusion VP at UND. Good idea? Makes sense? Good use of your tax dollars? Also going to ask folks out in Bismarck, Mann, and debate over the jail there. Same thing there, although taxpayers in that case get a vote. You don't get a vote on the UND deal. You do get a vote on a new jail. And then you play judge and jury here on this situation in Little Falls. What is this individual guilty of in defending his home, shooting two teens, entering it? Is it murder or is it self-defense? Talk about that as we continue. 855-200-1776.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.